Blog Talk Radio.
Dollar, dollar, lawyer, yes, sir, Allah. Israel, let's get it.
We hit the strip, boulevard. With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James. Zechariah chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. Flee Babylon is about to rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens, rain. Fire from the heavens. Jeremiah 50, verse 29. They gon' let them fly. They think he bugging, but that's the scriptures. Revelation 18, verse 1 through 18. Come out of her, my people. That's the mouth of the Most High. Zechariah 2, verse 6 and 7. Said the Most High. Be cut off from the city. Jacob's trouble. That's my shalom. They gon' kick a dog. Second Ezra 16 and 31. We think the higher that he sent his son Yeshua. Second Ezra 2 and 43. We gon' see Zion.
We hit the strip. Boulevard.
With them Bibles, we be going hard. Nothing but the King James. Nothing but the King James.
Another cloud. So when you're looking at it from the Most High's vision, he's seeing certain places destroyed and nuclear clouds coming up. Boom, 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 boom. Then it says one star will go towards Babylon to make her desolate. So it's going to start over the Middle East and it's going to make its way to America. Boom. Now we got a little time before that happens. But we're close. First, there must be that falling away first. And that's what's about to happen right now with the evacuation in the United States. This world will never be the same. If you haven't gotten anything from this world, don't look to get anything from it. It's over. It's finished. And guess what? There's no feel-good story anyone can give you. Only temporary relief. The only relief that we have at the end of this is that if we serve the Most High, Christ will give us rest. That's our only relief. We must look to our relief from the other side and just deal with survival day by day. We have to stop dealing with the things and talking about the things that divide us and come together for self-preservation in the spirit of the Most High. That's how we're going to make it through this. The Lord said the nation divided against itself cannot stand. That's another reason why we're not going to be dealing with madness anymore and back and forth anymore. If you don't believe what we believe, that's fine. If you believe you should do, so do we. Can we agree on that?
Shalom, brothers and sisters, on all four corners of the earth. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den. We are warriors in Christ. This is the brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother Dwayne. What's up, brother? You there?
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Shalom. Yes, yes, yes. We ain't been on the air for about 2-3 weeks, but we're back today. Like to start off as usual by saying, Ahaya Bashem Yeshaya, Barakathon, Wawrawak. Let's bless you all in the name of the Most High, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. And today we have a great show for you tonight entitled Science is a Lie. So before we get started, Brother Dwayne, you got something to say before I go into our seven overcomes?
No, sir. Do your thing. Do your thing.
All right. So, as usual, if anybody out there listening have not heard any of our previously archived shows, we always go into Revelation, the show that you must endure to the end. Shout out to John Boy. And you must, you know, you're going to go through trial and tribulation, but, you know, you got to understand that once you fall, you must get back up and continue to endure. So, going to be going into Revelations. Like I said, we do every show to show what Christ said he will give those who are deemed righteous in the eyes of the Father for overcoming and continuing to keep pressing on. So without further ado, I'm going to get into Revelations chapter 2, verse 7, and I'm going to start this. But this is Revelations chapter 2, verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Revelation chapter 2, verse 11. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. Revelation chapter 2, verse 17. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works, let me read that again. Revelation chapter 2, verse 26. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. Key scripture. Revelation chapter 3, verse 5. He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels, showing you that the Most High Christ are two separate beings. Revelation chapter 3, verse 12. Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go no more out, and I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame. Let me read that one more time. Revelation chapter 3, verse 21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. So, as you already know, if you didn't, right there, that was Christ telling you that we must endure and overcome until the end. And you, if you're deemed righteous in the eyes of the Most High, you will get these things which were spoken of and written in Revelation. So, without further ado, we'll be back on the other side of this track. Shalom.
This is it, y'all. The king is coming from the sky. Let's get rich, y'all. The most will use his hand to wipe away our tears, y'all. And be fearless, cause there's nothing here to fear, y'all. This
okay.
is it, y'all.
Look, they try to shine, but they not polished. Only the people at the bottom can get top knowledge. My people are Israel, you with a cap? I say no. The spirit's in high places, so my cap is the low. Everything you heard wrong, you're about to hear right. No Christmas, but through the spirit, I wrap you something nice. Give me some pen and some paper, I send it back to you tonight. The third time the charm, well, I'm three past twice. Keep your bows, yeah. We don't deal with no idols. Wisdom said I was killing them, somebody check their vitals. Won't let a demon heal unless he rolling down one. We up 100, game over, but they feel they down one. So they gon' keep coming, and we gon' keep leaving them running. The knowledge of this world is stupid, it mean nothing. Don't care if you don't think what I say won't fly, cause every beat I get on, I do it for the Most High.
This is it, y'all. The king is coming from the sky. Let's get rich, y'all. The most will use his hand and wipe away our tears, y'all. And be fearless, cause there's nothing here to fear, y'all. This is it, y'all. This is it, y'all. The king is coming from the sky. Let's get rich, y'all. The most will use his hand and wipe away our tears, y'all. And be fearless, cause there's nothing here to fear, y'all. This is it, y'all. This is it.
Everybody, we're back. You're tuned in to the Lion's Den with Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yohanathan, or Brother Jonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. And this is it, y'all. The end is here. Take over, brother.
Okay. Okay, okay. This is all praise to Hayabashim Shaiwawa. We're finna get into this mission statement, but shout out to John Boy, man.
Right.
That's crazy because the brother was talking to him. He told him about the beat, and the brother did it.
Yeah. Bless
that's amazing.
I'll pray for your height. Yeah. Bless it.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We're about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Let me read that again. Warriors in Christ is about the truth 100%. We are about doing the work to bring in the kingdom. Unity is our mission to see Zion. We have no respect of persons, period. The truth stands. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. I'm going to read that one more time. If you cannot forgive and focus on building together, you're not in Christ. Shalom. That's our mission statement as warriors in Christ. And right now I'm feeling some type of way. You know, the reason I'm feeling some type of way because, you know, your brother go out there putting in the work for the Most High. At the end of the day, yeah, people come up against the brothers who are doing the work. They feeling to understand, man. People kicking out though any day getting on these shows. You know what I'm saying? Doing our thing. These people come snatch us up at any time. But we got brothers and sisters who coming against brothers and sisters who doing the work. Nah, it shouldn't be like that. We need to come together and do our thing. We're going to let John Boy tell you how you feel in some type of way. Play that track for me.
I know you feel some type of way. I know you feel some type of way. Yeah, look. You never pay attention, but you're supposed to get getting underpaid. The Father blessed me to keep it real, and I wouldn't do it no other way. We said sell, that said sell, that made me feel some type of way. And I'm gonna speak my mind, I don't care what you got to say. I call on the higher end, I know you feel some type of way. I'm on this relationship, they wanna see this boat sink. Can't erase our history, it was written in blood ink. And I hope you feel some type of way. This our heritage, and it will not die today. Y'all birds of a feather, hope y'all fly away. I'm just trying to avoid drama. But if I can't avoid that drama, then L3H got that armor. If you touch my brew, ain't no telling what I would do. You my brother and I would die to protect you. When the Most High through dropping bombs up on you, I hope your doctor is a smooth operator. I'm screaming we Israel, and I hope you feel some type of way. I hope you feel some type of way. And I know you feel some type of way. But I hope you feel some type of way.
Shalom, brothers and sisters who just tuning in. We're back. You're online with Warriors in Christ. I'm your host, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with my brother, Dwayne. Yes, some type of way, John Boy, letting you know. So, we're going to be giving a...
Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Let me say something. We got to come together to do our thing. The ones who really standing up for the Most High, they going to come together and do the work, man. At the end of the day, it's your works that going to follow. So if you ain't putting in the work, if you ain't grinding for the Most High, man, you got to put in work. So you got to do it together in unity. So that's what we about, 100%. We're finna pull in and try to call somebody right quick. See if you call the brother. See if you get this brother.
You want me to try to call him?
Yeah, go ahead and try to call the brother. Hey, while you're doing that, you need to check out the there's some straight madness right here. Go to our thing on Facebook and see what it got in there for the description on our tonight show for what this night show called. Science is a Lie.
Yeah.
Look on the Facebook for what they have on in there for the description. Why you calling the brother?
All right, I'll try to do two things at one time. But let me try to call the brother.
You could do that. You're an Israelite, man. You could do two things at one time.
Oh, yeah. No pressure. Hold on. Try to call the brother. What's your brother's name? I want to put his name up on the line. What is
his pull him on in and let him pronounce his name. Pull him in and let him pronounce his
name. Okay, yeah, no doubt. All right, try to call the brother right now. Hopefully he's listening. And he waiting by the phone line. One moment.
Shalom, shalom. How you doing?
Doing great, man. You on the L. You tuned in to the Lions Den, man, with Warriors in Christ. You know, I'm Brother Yohanathan. And, you know, we got Dwayne right here. Yes, sir.
Shabbat shalom, brothers. How you guys doing? Shabbat shalom, Israel.
Shabbat shalom. Hold on one second.
Get a proper introduction in the Lions Den. Give him a proper introduction.
Hold on one second, brother. Just fall back. One moment. All right. You official. You tuned in to the Lions Den. Oh, Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, fellas.
This is what I need you to do,
because, you know, we got you. You know, we know we are lining up a show for you, but we need you to give us a little something, because we're going to play your song, Gasoline. Get the people who you is right quick, you know what I'm saying, what brought you to the truth. You know, give us a little snapshot of what's going on.
Okay. Shalom, everybody. My name is Brother Kayashawab. I came to the truth about a year and a half ago. When it was brought to me, I just took off and ran with it. And really, the Most High just touched my spirit to get on and start making some music. So really, I just started doing music about a month and a half. And then the spirit just been on me to just do it for the Most High. Now, the song Gasoline, it's pretty much about this war we got against this world, the spiritual war. And I wrote this song for my people, for Israel, because really, just to be a follower of Christ in this world, it's not the easiest thing. So I felt like this world, it was a war, we was a battle where we are in against this world. So we need the Most High in our corner. We need the Most High as a gasoline to be the fuel to keep us going and let no man put that fire out. So that's where the inspiration for the song came from.
Okay, we're going to go into that track, but when we go in that track, you come back, you give me all your outlets of information on where to find this track, find your music. The brother got beautiful videos. He going in. So we're going to play the track, and then on the flip side, we're going to give him a flow again.
All right, what's up?
And I'ma keep swinging, don't let me get tired. Be my gasoline, so they can't put out my fire. Been sharpening my sword, polishing my armor. I fight against the world, and I need you in my corner. I shall fear no evil, nor the shadow of death. When the Shire is my shepherd, I don't want a false set. No God above me, and I don't need no other. Anoint me with oil, my cup runneth over. Yeah, I'm hanging by the skin of my teeth. Forget this world, cause it wasn't meant for me. I'm feeling out of place like a jigsaw puzzle. Can't even speak my mind as if my mouth was muzzled. The dark will never comprehend the light. This world just wasn't meant for a follower of Christ. Even if I go blind, I will never lose my sight. Cause I'm a braver higher with all of my might. Yeah, you could got Christ to the left of my chest. I suggest you get behind me, Satan, like my footsteps. Yes, and you can never take my soul. I follow your Shire like the yellow brick road. Yeah, but we ain't dealing with no wizards, man. Quit it, but you won't get acquitted like Zimmerman. Yeah, lizards, man, snakes, and chameleons. Spirits of Nephilim got our men feminine. I'm glad I found the path as narrow as it is. And once you walk it through, you'll see how narrow it is. I hope I make it to the kingdom most high willing. And that
my name's in the place you can find his will in.
I'ma keep swinging, Lord, don't let me get tired. Be my gasoline, so they can't put out my fire. Be sharpening my sword and polishing my armor. I'ma knock this world out, cause I got you in my corner. And you shining light on me, like I'm a lampstand. And I give you my heart, like a transplant. I can't stand how I can't comprehend the I am that I am. For what good is a man? Put blood on the track, cause it's straight from the heart. Give me eternal bread, I don't need a shopping cart. On your mark, get ready and start. Count your life lost when you picking up this cross. Yeah, and that thing got some weight on it. And you gon' feel the heat like LeBron and Wade on it. I pray the higher, that's my intuition. No need to wrestle, I'm in total submission. And Christ is the boss, I just do the work. He's the volume of the book, the nouns and the verbs. Apostrophe, cause I hang on every word. Wanna be like the Messiah, so I study like a nerd.
And I'ma keep swinging, Lord, don't let me get tired. Be my gasoline, so they can't put out my fire. Been sharpening my sword and polishing my armor. It's my fight against the world, and I need you in my corner.
Alright, we're back tuned in to the Lions Den of Warriors in Christ, Brother Yehonathan, alongside with Brother Dwayne. And brother, what's your name over there? Can you tell the people your name?
Brother Kiyashi Wab.
Kiyashi Wab, okay.
Kiyashi Wab.
Okay, that was a track by Kiyashi Wab, Gasoline, waking the people up, letting them know that you got to keep that fuel going. Speak on that track, brother. What's the inspiration and for the song, and you know?
Yeah, the inspiration behind that particular track. Well, really, at first I wasn't even gonna put the track out. It was something I did for myself, the way I was feeling against a lot of the heat and pressure that I was piling up. You know, especially during these last days and what we're all going through and Jacob's trouble. And so I did the track, recorded it. And I had it sitting for a little while. I did a video on it and everything, but I was kind of hesitant on putting it out because I felt like it would be a little too hardcore. But I forwarded it to my wife and I asked her, you know, what she thought about it. Should I put it out? And then as soon as she heard it, she hit me back up. She was like, "Are you crazy? You better put that out." So first thing I did was, hey, the same night, I just put it out. Yeah, but it's really just most of my songs I try to make them as prayers to the Most High or requests to the Most High, and I'll just ask for the Most High just be that gasoline. Don't let the world put out my fire. I need you in my corner. A lot of my heart was on that one.
Most definitely. Tell them where they'll find you, where they can find all your outlets, where they can find your music, your videos.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You can download my music for free. I put them up for free on Reverb Nation. That's www.reverb.com/Kiyashiwab, which is CHAYAHSHAWAB. And also my Facebook, I have a music page also. It's just called Kiyashiwab Music Page. And all my videos are stored there, lined up, and they're all free for download.
Tell me your YouTube page.
My YouTube page is just Kiyashi Wab. You can easily just type it in, Kiyashi Wab, C H A Y A H S-H-A-W-A-B. You'll find me on there. All my videos are also posted up on there, too.
Yeah, the brother got some nice videos and some good work. Tell him what tribe you hail from, brother.
Say that again, brother. I didn't quite hear.
Tell him what tribe you hail from. Tell him what tribe you're from.
Oh, tribe of Levi. Tribe of Levi, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know what I'm saying, we're going to get right with you. You know what I'm saying, we're going to... You know, we already discussed, we got a lot of work to do, brother, so we're going to get together.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure, man. I appreciate it. I appreciate it, for sure.
You know what I'm saying? So what we're going to do, we're going to go ahead and get in the lesson tonight, and we're going to catch up with you, you know, off the line.
All right.
We're going to chop it up. We're going to, you know, we're going to do this for the most part, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for calling me in, man. I appreciate it. You guys have a blessed night. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom, man. Hey, have a great night, brother.
You too, brother. So,
yep. Shabbat shalom.
So, as the brother was saying, all you have to do, because all our shows are archived, you can just go back on the show and listen, and you'll get his information and what he spelled out everything for you to find him on YouTube, Facebook, and Reverb Nation. The brother has music out there. Just go on this show after at a later date because it is recorded about 32, 35 minutes in, and you know you'll be able to replay what the brother just stated. So we got one last track before we get into this study, or before we get into this show. So we'll be coming back on the flip side of the track. Shabbat shalom.
Somebody tell me how we're supposed to live without the Mother Earth. What we have done. How could we have let this happen? What about the tree? The lakes and seas. Why can't you see? Why don't you believe all the things we need? What makes us free? Mother Earth, I'm sorry. I should have took better care of you.
At the future, we gon' fade away. And all the scriptures that I read, that she's here to stay. And all the pain that you caused, you gon' have to pay. And all that poison out them planes, you didn't have to spray. All that fluoride in our waters, you didn't have to place. And all the trees and the wildlife, you displaced. Mother Earth is heating up, she's about to quake. Open your eyes, don't you cry when it's too late. You should've stepped in, you waited till it was too late. She won't revenge, so she's draining all the Great Lakes. With violent wind, putting an end to the whole thing. And start again, can a righteous man walk the earth? What it's worth, can we live in this universe? Without hurt, can brothers learn to get along? What is wrong, finding rhythm in the same song?
Mother Earth,
y'all.
Sorry. I should have took better care of you. Is coming.
sorry, mother.
All right. We can get into the line of the word of Christ. Let's get into the show.
Okay, this night's show is Science is a Lie. And these scriptures we're going to show is basically looked over scriptures. And to be honest with you, it's so many of these scriptures in the Bible over and over and over and over, letting us know who created the earth. So we now understand, when you take the time and really look in the Bible, you understand why they don't want us in the Bible. It's not just because they don't want us to know who he is. They don't want us to be able to connect with the Creator, period. Because with all these different philosophies and different theologies and different lies they present about how the earth was created, if we take the time and just read the Bible, we'll understand who created the earth and how it was created and all the great things of the earth. So we're finna go on some of these scriptures, and we're finna look and see what the scriptures say about the earth and who created the earth.
Yeah, I want to just say right before we get into those scriptures, anybody out there, if you got your, for everybody out there, brothers and sisters, you can get your King James Version Bible, your pen and your paper, so you can actually, retrieve this information and have it for yourself moving forward, because the scriptures do not change. All right, let's go, brother.
The scriptures do not change, and like I say, we're just going to do a little read. We're just going to read some scriptures. Let's go to Genesis 1, verse 1. Read 1 and 2, Genesis 1 and 2. Genesis 1, verse 1 and 2.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Verse 2. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters.
Okay. Now, we're very familiar with that. That's the very first two scriptures in the Bible. Let's go to Job 26, verse 7. He just read Genesis 1, chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. We all familiar with that scripture. I'm going to read Job 26, verse 7.
Job chapter 26, verse 7. He stretcheth out the north over the empty place, and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
So the earth is just sitting in the middle of nothing. It just, read that again.
Job chapter 26, verse 7. He stretches out the north over the empty place and hangeth the earth upon nothing.
So that links right back up with Genesis 1 and 1, where it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. Okay, now let's go to Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2. Let's go to Psalms 24, verse 1 and 2. Because we know this, some of this philosophy, whenever you see this Greek philosophy, when they was talking about the earth was sitting on Zeus' back, Zeus held the earth up, all this different stuff the Gentiles thought out there. That's why the Gentiles had more power than us. And what I mean, power ruling over us. When they lying to us, and we have no understanding of the scriptures, they could tell us anything, and we have to come to them for knowledge and understanding of these things. Science is garbage. Science is Satan's way of twisting and lying everything. Let's see what Psalms 24 say, 1 verse 2.
Psalms chapter 24, verse 1. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Verse 2. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods.
So we get an understanding the way the Most High put everything into play. And when we be listening, and right now, if we pay attention to our kids' books, all the madness that's in those, let's look in those books what our kids bring home and compare it to what the scripture's saying. With all this, like I say, different ideas and different lies to keep the people, to keep the children confused, the parents confused, everybody confused because they watch the History Channel. Now, come on, y'all. You know, a lot of them sit there and watch the History Channel. Who is owned by? Who the History Channel is owned by? Let's go to Luke 17, verse 22 through 32.
Luke chapter 17, verse 24.
17, verse 24.
Luke chapter 17, verse 22. And he said unto the disciples, the day will come when ye shall desire to see one of the days of the Son of Man, and ye shall not see it. Verse 23. And they shall say to you, see here or see there? Go not after them, nor follow them. Verse 24. For as the lightning that lighteneth out of the one part under heaven shineth unto the other part under heaven, so shall also the Son of Man be in his day. Verse 25. But first must he suffer many things and be rejected of this generation. 26. And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. 27. They did eat. They drank. They married wives. They were given in marriage until the day that Noah entered into the ark. And the flood came and destroyed them all. 28. Likewise also, as it was in the days of Lot, they did eat, they drank, they brought, they bought, they sold, they planted, they builded. 29. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. 30. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. 31. In that day, he which shall be upon the housetop, and his stuff in the house, let him not come down to take it away. And he that is in the field, let him likewise not return back. 32. Remember Lot's wife? 33. Whosoever shall seek to...
No, start right there at 32. The reason I want to go here, because Christ, go to John, 1 John 5, verse 8. But the reason I want to... him to go here because Christ was given the history from what was going on before the flood. He was letting them know all these things was going on before the flood, all the way up to the time when he returned in the day, in the time of the consummation. That's a whole generational, many generations. 1 John 5 and 8 is going to tell you who was the witness of all this during all this. We know 5 and 7 is through that bell record. Read 1 John 5 and 8 and see who is the bell or the record what Christ is speaking about during all these events through the history of the earth. 1
John chapter 5, verse 7.
Verse 8.
And there are three that bear witness in earth, the spirit and the water and the blood, and these three agree in one.
So we got to understand, we got three
in the heavens, that be a record, read 5 and 7.
1 John 5:7. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit. And these three are one.
Read verse 8.
Verse 8. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one.
So the things that was going on in Noah's time and Lot's time, the Spirit, the water, and the blood was witnessing it. All the way up to Christ's time, everything in between is going to be witnessed in the earth by the Spirit, the water, and the blood. Let's go to Psalms 19:1-6. Psalms 19:1-6.
Psalms 19:1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, nor language, where their voice is not heard. Their line is going out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them have he set a tabernacle for the sun. Verse 5, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to return, to run a race. Verse 6, his going forth is from the end of heaven and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
So, we're finna go in the book of Jubilees, chapter 1, verse 8. So right here it's speaking about the sun. The sun goes all the way around the earth. Read verse 6 for me again.
Psalms 19:6. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof.
Okay. This is speaking about the sun. We're finna go into Jubilees, chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Nothing is hid from the heat of the sun. Nothing in the earth. The sun go all around the earth.
Jubilees 1:8. They will eat and be satisfied, and they will turn to strange gods, to gods that cannot deliver them from any of their tribulations. And this witness shall be heard for a witness.
No. That's chapter 1, verse 8.
Yeah. Chapter 1, verse 8. That's what I just read.
Go to Genesis 1, verse 14. Cause I got it. All
right. Genesis 1:14. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
Go through 14 through 17.
Verse 15. And let them be for light in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
Okay, now let's go inside the book of Enoch, chapters 72, 1 through
5.
Enoch.
No, my bad.
Enoch.
No, do your thing. Do your thing, my bad.
So this is 1 through 5. All right. Look at Enoch chapter 72, verse 1. The book of the courses of the luminaries of heaven, the relations of each according to their name, origin, and month, dominion, and seasons, which Uriel, the holy angel who was with me, who was their guide, showed me. And he showed me all their laws, regulations, exactly as they are, and how it is with each of the years of the world and to eternity, unto the new creation is accomplished, which endures until eternity. Verse 2. And this is the first law of the luminaries. The luminaries, the sun, has its rising in the eastern doors of heaven and its setting in the western doors of heaven. Verse 3. And I saw six doors in which the sun rises, the six doors in which the sun sets and the moon rises and sets in these doors. And the leaders of the stars and those whom they lead, six in the east and six in the west, and all following each other in accurately corresponding order. Verse 4. There were also many windows to the right and left of these doors. And first there goes out the great luminary, named the sun. And his sphere orbit disk is like the sphere orbit disk of heaven. And he is quite filled with illuminating and heating fire. Verse 5. The chariot on which he ascends, the wind drives, and the sun goes down from heaven and returns through the north in order to reach the east, and is so guided that he comes to the appropriate door and shines in the face of heaven. Verse 6. In this way,
okay,
he rises the first.
Okay. Okay. What I need you to do is go back into Jubilees 2 and 8. Because right here we're showing what the course of the sun, and the sun come out of its chambers and is going through the portals. We're getting an account of the order of how the sun functions. The earth, the teachings in the earth don't give us an account of how the sun maneuvers or the courses that it go in, the decree the Most High, the decree that the Most High give it, the perpetual decree, day in and day out, the course the sun and the moon gonna go in. We don't have that understanding. But when we look into the biblical text, we can see these things because the Most High gave the understanding to the children of Israel. So the reason why everything's so backwards in the earth is because the understanding that they've been giving us. So it's not just the understanding of not knowing who we are. When we come to the understanding of who we are, we take back. We take back our knowledge. And knowledge, you can't enslave a knowledgeable individual. Once an individual have the knowledge of who they are, once an individual has the knowledge of their power, you can't enslave them. Only thing you could do is hurt the flesh. You can't do nothing to that individual spirit. That's why we have to come together in one spirit, because once we come together in one spirit, we one strong nation, and that nation will be kings and priests to the Most High. And the rest of the earth have to serve when that time comes. And when that servitude comes, it's going to be a righteous servitude, because the children of Israel will be ruling with wisdom and knowledge under the Most High in Christ. So that's what they don't want. That's showing you how lawless the earth is. They don't want peace, love, and righteousness to be executed. So I need you to read the book of Jubilees, chapter 2. Verse 8 and 9.
This is the book of Jubilees, chapter 2, verse 8. On the fourth day he created the sun and the moon and the stars and set them in the sky of the heaven to give light on all the earth
and to rule over the day and the night, and divided the light from the darkness. Verse 9, God appointed the sun to be a great sign on the earth for days and for Sabbaths, and for months, and for feasts, and for years, and for Sabbaths of years, and for jubilees, and for all seasons of the years.
Okay, now let's go back into Genesis 1, verse 14, verse 17, because now we can put it together. One, go back to Genesis 1, verse 14 through 17, because we're getting the understanding that the Most High set the sun, the moon, and the stars in the skies for a reason, to be the signs for the signs. That's how we tell time. That's how we have an understanding of the things, because of the things the Most High put in the sky for us, the sun, the moon, the stars.
Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be light in a firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15.
Hold on one second. My bad. The same thing is what we just read in Jubilee, when it say for Sabbath. Sabbath means seven. You could have multiple Sabbaths. 1 week is a Sabbath, an increment of Sabbaths. So let them be for signs and seasons. Let them be for Sabbaths, Jubilees. Keep reading.
And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Verse 15. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. Verse 16. Verse 16. And God made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also. Verse 17. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth.
Okay, to give light upon the earth. The angels, which are the luminaries, which are the stars, what they do, they minister to man. Everything was created was for man. The earth yield its fruits for man, the stars, the moon, the sun. It ministers to man, and yes, actually, the angels minister to man. That's why Lucifer was hurled from the earth. From the heavens to the earth, and he's Satan, not the adversary to mankind, because he was a being that was created before man, but he didn't want to worship the image of the Most High, which is man. So the angels shouldn't be worshipped. Angels minister to mankind. So now we got a little better understanding of Satan. He was an angel. He shouldn't be worshipped. No angel should be worshipped. Isaiah 42, verse 5.
Isaiah chapter 42, verse 5. Thus saith the Most High, thus saith God the Lord, he that created the heaven and stretched them out, he that spread forth the earth and that which cometh out of it, he that giveth breath unto the people upon it and spirit to them that walk therein.
Jeremiah 51, verse 15. Because that's in Isaiah. Now we're going to Jeremiah 51, verse 15.
Okay. Jeremiah chapter 51, verse 15. He that made the earth by his power, he hath established the world by his wisdom, and have stretched out the heaven by his understanding.
My question is, the Spirit was put on Isaiah. The Spirit was put on Jeremiah to give understanding of the Most High creating the earth. What school did they go to? What school did any of these prophets go to? What school Jeremiah went to? What school Isaiah went to? Read Zechariah 12, verse 1. Isaiah 42, verse 5. Jeremiah 51, verse 15. Now we're going to Zechariah 12, verse 1. And my question is, what school do the prophets go to? What understanding do we truly get in these schools? All these different subjects we be dealing with that's supposed to deal with the earth, that's supposed to deal with the elements that make up the earth. All that's garbage. It's no good. The scriptures give us a better understanding of who created earth. Zechariah 12, verse 1.
Zechariah chapter 12, verse 1. The burden of the word of the Lord for Israel, saith the Lord, which stretcheth forth the heavens and layeth the foundations of the earth and formeth the spirit of man within him.
And form the spirit of man that's in him. So let's go to Job 38 verse 1. But before we go to Job 38 verse 1, let's go to Isaiah 45 verse 18 and see what Isaiah said about why the earth was made. What was the purpose for the earth when it was formed? What was the whole purpose behind it? Isaiah 45, verse 18.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself that formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Read that again for me. Read 18 again for me, because he created it not in vain. When you hear people say, the end of the world, the whole earth is not getting destroyed. The Most High did not create the earth in vain. He created it for it to be inhabited, for people going to live in the earth forever and ever, never, ever, never, ever, ever. It might be a new heaven, new earth, but the whole reason the earth was created was to be inhabited. Read it.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 18. For thus saith the Lord that created the heavens, God himself hath formed the earth and made it. He hath established it. He created it not in vain.
He created it not in vain.
He created it not in vain. He formed it to be inhabited. I am the Lord, and there is none else.
There is none else. Now, read that last part. I am the Lord, and there is none else. So, read that for me.
I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Now, go to 2 Timothy. Now, go to 2 Timothy. You are, I don't even have to tell you where to go in 2 Timothy, because you know what we're dealing with right now. I am a higher, and there is no other power.
2 Timothy. 2 Timothy. Hold on.
There is none. There is no other that could create the heavens, that could create the earth, that could feed the animals, that could water the whole earth. There is no other.
2 Timothy, what up?
I thought you already know what. Well, I want you to go. Right here I'm showing there is no other. So science is madness. You should already know it, scripture. That is what I want you to go showing that science. Yeah.
Yeah, it's 1 Timothy, man. 1 Timothy,
chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babblings and oppositions of science, falsely so called.
Okay. Read it again. Read that again from the real flow.
1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding
that
profane and...
Hold on one second. Keep that which is committed to thy trust. The understanding you have, keep that. Keep that. The understanding, the knowledge you have of how the earth was created, of the true understanding of the one power that everything came from. The Holy Spirit came from the Father. Christ came from the Father. The knowledge of all the hidden knowledge in the earth comes from the Father. The Father is the beginning and the end. Now you have other creations that came from the Father, but the Father created all things. Read.
1 Timothy 6 and 20. O Timothy, keep that which is committed to thy trust, avoiding profane and vain babbling.
Hold on.
Opposition.
Hold on. Profane and vain babbling. Give me an example of a profane and vain babbling dealing with the Most High as being the creator of all things.
I got a couple of
Well, let's go. Let me hear them.
Well, let me see. Speaking on when Columbus said the earth was flat,
going all
the way back at that point in time when that was being professed way back when. Let me see. Man, there's so many, brother. So many vain babblings.
So basically it came from the Gentiles.
Basically. We did all this in school, brother.
Okay. But now the Israelites getting to understand and now we could correct this ship for only the Israelites who want their ship corrected. So we understand
right. That
the earth is round. You know, we
and also we're told that there are many planets out there, and I haven't seen one scripture speaking on planets.
Yes, you have. Matter of fact, I have. Those angels.
Speaking on the names that they use. Planets.
Yeah. Them so-called gods, ain't them but fallen angels want to be worshipped as gods, disguising themselves
right. As
planets.
Yeah, also, the Big Bang Theory.
Oh, yeah, okay. The Big Bang Theory. You can't forget.
So, on that's a teaching on the world. Life came out of an explosion. That's the teaching.
Explosion.
On
it just exploded, huh? I don't know. It just explosion.
Hey, that theory is still out there. People still looking into that.
But you know, when we first read in Genesis, see, their theory was still built on something. Because you know when the scripture tell you that all the living things came out of the water.
Right.
That's like they still had an understanding on something to come up with. Because something don't just boom and everything just got coming out of it.
Right.
Crazy. All right, let's go to Job 38, verse 1. And we're going to see what the Most High is going to say. We're gonna see can man comprehend the wisdom, the knowledge, or the understanding that the Father has. We're going to see what the Most High is going to say about the earth, about the stars, about the heavens.
Job chapter 38, verse 1. Then the Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind and said,
Who is this that darkeneth counsel by words without knowledge? Verse 3. Gird up now thy loins like a man. Try with the man, for I will demand of thee, and answer thou me. Verse 4.
Keep on.
Where was
read
thou?
All of it.
Verse 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Hold on right there. Hold on right there. Now, read what the Most High just asked, because they come up with all these different theories. What did the Most High just say right here?
Job chapter 38, verse 4 says, where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
There is nothing, no textbook could tell you outside of anything about or the Most High. Anything that's talking about the creation of the earth and it doesn't have the Most High in it, talking about how the earth was created, it's no good. Read that again.
Job chapter 13, verse 4. Where wast thou when I laid the foundations of the earth? Declare if thou hast understanding.
Keep going.
Verse 5. Who hath laid the measures thereof, if thou knowest? Or who hath stretched the line upon it, whereupon are the foundations thereof fastened? Or who laid the corner stone thereof? When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy. Or who shut up the sea with doors? When it breaks forth, as if it had issued out of the womb. When I
hold
made the cloud.
Hold on one second. The Most High is really going in. He's really going in because the thing is, go back to the part of who laid the cornerstone. Now, the thing is, by us having understanding, we know who laid the cornerstone, Christ. And then when it go in, it say when the morning stars sing, that's the angels that sing to the Most High early in the morning. So we had an understanding now, but when we was lost in that Gentile world, and I'm not talking about the Gentile thinking, I'm saying in the Gentile world among the Gentiles, we walking around getting understanding from these people who wasn't even given understanding. These people supposed to be learning from us. So we didn't know who laid the cornerstone. We didn't know what no morning stars. We didn't know the morning stars was the angels that sung to the Most High every morning. Read that again for me.
Well, Job chapter 30, verse 6. Whereupon are the foundation thereof fashioned? Or who laid the cornerstone thereof? Verse 7. When the morning stars sang together, and all the sons of God shouted for joy.
Okay.
Verse 8. Who shut up the sea with doors when it break forth as if it had issues out of the womb? Verse 9. When I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it.
Read who made the clouds again.
Verse 9, when I made the cloud, the garment thereof, and thick darkness, a swaddling band for it. Verse 10, a break up for it, my decreed place, and set bars and doors. Verse 11, and said, hitherto shalt thou come, but no further. And he shall thy proud ways, and here, Selakim, and here shall thou proud ways be stayed. Verse 12. Hast thou commanded the morning since thy days, and caused the day spring to know his place? 13. That is might, take hold of the ends of the earth, that the wicked might be shaken out of it. 14. It is turned as clay to the seal, and they stand as a garment. 15.
and from the wicked their light is withholding, and the high arm shall be broken. 16. Hast thou entered into the springs of the sea, or hast thou walked in the search of the deep, of the depth? Verse 17. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
18. See, hold on right there. Read that one more time for me.
Job chapter 38, verse 17. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
See, all these different philosophies, they be talking about, oh, somebody went to hell, came back. They don't have no understanding. Read what the Most High asking again, because you have some people who don't even believe in hell.
Job chapter 38, verse 17. Have the gates of death been opened unto thee, or hast thou seen the doors of the shadow of death?
Okay, keep going.
Verse 18, hast thou perceived the breadth of the earth? Declare if thou knowest it all. 19.
The Most High say, declare if thou knowest it all. Now, listen, to be honest with you, any book outside the Bible is no good. When it's talking about creation and when it's talking about, because none of them tell you Christ created everything. And none of them tell you Christ did anything. None of them. But when you read Colossians, it tells you, 1 Colossians 1, verse 12 on down, let you know Christ created the heavens, the earth. Hebrews 1, Christ, it lets you know Christ created the heavens, the earth, all things. And Christ is the creation that comes from the Most High. Christ, the Holy, the Father, the Holy Spirit, which is a female spirit, the root, the Ruach. Then we have Christ, is a product of creation, the first creation. Christ created the heavens, the earth, all the luminaries. None of these texts will tell us none of that stuff. It don't tell us none of it. What you could do, you finish reading Job, because in Job, right there in Job, the Most High is asking many different questions. He's going to ask Job, do he know about the luminaries, the angels, the stars? He's going to ask him a lot of different questions what man could not answer. So we're going to go into Ecclesiastes 1, verse 4.
Sirach in Apocrypha or Ecclesiastes?
No, Ecclesiastes.
Okay. That was 1 and 4.
Yeah, 1 verse 4. The whole thing we're doing tonight, we just going through some scriptures, just showing the scriptures that we just read scriptures that be read over all the time, because we so focused on Israel. We so back and forth as who a Gentile, who not a Gentile. We be so focused on so many things, but we not know it. Hold on. Go back to, this is very important. My bad. Go back to Job 38 and read me the last verse. Because we be so focused on who an Israelite, who not an Israelite. We be so focused on what the Most High name, what Yeshua name. We be so focused on coming against each other. We be so focused on all these things, but we don't be focused on 101 scriptures. The whole Bible is telling you who created the earth. The whole Bible is telling us who created the earth. We overlook these scriptures. We don't pay them no attention. The only thing we're doing tonight is just touching on these scriptures. We just read many scriptures over and over. The Most High stretched out his arm, created the earth, his mighty power, his wisdom, his understanding, created the earth. Read that last verse. In Job 38,
chapter 38, verse 41. Who provideth for the raven his food when his young ones cry unto God? They wonder to let the wheat.
Read that again.
Job chapter 38, verse 41. Who provideth for the raven his food when his young ones cry unto God? They wonder for what? For lack, sorry, of meat.
I need you to read that with emphasis, because the reason I need that read with emphasis, because we cry to the government for food. The animals cry to the Most High for food, to their creator. Read that for me with emphasis.
Job chapter 38, verse 41. Who provideth for the raven his food when his young ones cry unto God? They wander for lack of meat.
For a lack of food. We, as people, we think we better than animals. We treat animals any kind of way. But we run around here chasing the government for food. If the food stamps get cut off, we hurt. We sad. We sick. We don't know what to do. The raven ain't hollering to the government for no food. The animals look up to the Most High. Read Job 36, verse 26 through 31. Because the Most High provide for the animals the same way he provide for us. But what we do, we tend to forget the Most High there. The easiest thing is to forget the Most High there. We get a whole bunch of money in our pockets, we go on our way. We forget the Most High. But let something happen, we're going to call on the Most High. The animals continually praise him, crying the Most High, praise the Most High. You might not believe it, but it's true. The matter of fact, the animals will be so happy when Christ come back, because half of the animals don't even have a place to stay no more. All the building and tearing down where they stay at, all this different polluting the air and all this madness. The animals are sick and tired of us. Read Job 36. It's true.
Yeah, sure.
It's true. The animals are just sick and tired of us, man. The animals can't wait till Christ come back. Read Job 36, verse 26. And the sad part about it, we don't think about that. We're too busy. Oh, here, Israelite. That person is a Gentile. This. What about the animals? They just looking at you, shaking your head. You around here, you another man walking with another man. Dog just walk by and look at that. Like, what the? And this supposed to be an animal. He supposed to don't have no sense. You don't see two cats sleeping with each other. But they looking at mankind like, please, Father, send Christ. For real. Read Job 36, verse 26 through 31.
Job chapter 36, verse 26. Behold, God is great, and we know him not. Neither can the number of his years be stretched out. For he maketh small the drops of water. They pour down rain according to the vapor thereof. Verse 28. Which the clouds do drop and distill upon man abundantly. 29. Also, can any understand the spreading of the clouds, or the noise of his tabernacle? Verse 30. Behold, he spreadeth his light upon it, and covereth the bottom of the sea. Verse 31. For by them judgeth he that people. Let me read that again. Verse 31. For by them judgeth he the people. He giveth meat in abundance.
He giveth food in abundance. Let's go to Psalms 104, verse 10 through 14. When the scripture is talking about, when it says meat, it's talking about food. So the Most High give meat in abundance, give food in abundance to the animals, to us, mankind.
but we don't see that. It's also in our prayer. Yeah, daily bread. Can you please give us daily bread? It's in our prayer. So when we not understanding, the prayer has everything covered, everything. The Most High, all we have to do is say the Father's prayer. We cover everything inside the prayer. But yet and still, while we looking crazy because the government supposed to be shut down or whatever that's going on with them, so what? We got the Most High. Let the Gentile, this place is falling. We didn't know that. I hope y'all been knew that. This place is falling. It's been ate up from the inside. It's getting ate up from the inside. It's going to collapse from the inside. Babylon is falling. It's falling. It's been falling. So if we tripping my fools now, we need to be trying to come together, getting ready to get our spirit right, to praise the Most High, because the Most High is going to bring us through whatever. Fools now. It just kind of got me. Fools now for Psalms 104.
104 and 1, 10 through 14. Psalms chapter 104, verse 10. He sendeth the springs into the valleys which run among the hills. Verse 11. They give drink to every beast of the field. The wild asses quench their thirst. Verse 12. By them shall the fowls of the heaven have their habitation, which sing among the branches. Verse 13, he watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. Verse 13, he watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works. Fruit of thy works. Verse 14, he causeth the grass to grow for the cattle, an herb for the service of man, that he may bring forth food out of the earth.
Bring forth food from Burger King?
That he may bring forth food out of the earth.
McDonald's.
Food out of the earth.
Chinese restaurant?
Food out of the earth.
GMO.
Food out of the earth.
This is the work of the Most High. Read 13 again.
Psalms 104 and 13. He watereth the hills from his chambers. The earth is satisfied with the fruit of thy works.
All praise to the higher, the great I am.
Praise to the higher. Right.
We understand, and this show might sound flat. It might not sound like it means anything, but we have to understand the Most High take care of the animals. Just as we overlook so much stuff in these scriptures because we're not looking at the animals. The Most High feed them, take care of them, and they waiting on Christ to come back because they look at the Israelites like, man, y'all, you don't know who you is? You the king. If you wouldn't have messed up, we wouldn't be in these conditions. That's what the animals think. The wicked Israelites don't know no better. They just, because they already know when the Israelites found the laws, statutes, and commandments and executing righteousness in the earth, all the other nations have to fall in line. Everything's peaceful. The animals is good. Everything is, but we fail. And when we fail, we crying out the curses. We crying out the things we going through. But what you think the animals going through? What do you think the earth is going through? Look at what they're doing to the earth. Look at what the Gentiles has done to the earth. The earth want Christ to come back. The animals want Christ to come back. And now we just now starting to wake up and want Christ to come back. But when we was in our slavery, the earth, crying, the animals crying, now we waking up. And when now we waking up, we focus on so much on who a Gentile and who not a Gentile, and we so much focus on so many different things that's done divided us since we done came in the truth. We ain't looking at the Most High's creation. We not the only creation the Most High have, but that's how we tend to think. And I hope you know this. The animals was created before us. The earth and the animals was created before man. So we need to think about that. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 1, verse 4.
Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever.
And guess what? When you die, the earth gonna hold you. You're going right inside the earth. Because guess what? We came from the earth. Read that again.
Ecclesiastes, chapter 1, verse 4. One generation passeth away, and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever.
Man. That go right back to Isaiah 54, verse 18, where the Most High created the earth not in vain, but it be habitated. Let's go to Jeremiah 10, verse 12 and 13. I just felt this. Yeah, 10 and 12. But I just felt this show had to be done just to have it out there. Well, we can read some scriptures about the earth. We can read some scriptures about the Most High caring for the animals, feeding the animals, but we never talk about that. That's crazy. The animals were created before us. The earth was created before us. So remember, the animals didn't lose their hair. They understand who they were. We did. And you don't see animals around here. Homosexuality was sodomism. You don't see that. It's just madness. We supposed to be the superior creation. Let us tell it. Let us tell it we the superior creation. But you don't see animals looking like, what is going on? What is going on? And then let's think about what they do to the poor animals. They chip those animals, testing them on the animals before they was going to do it on us. See? We don't think about that. Jeremiah 10, verse 12.
Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 12. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his discretion. Verse 13. When he uttereth his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causeth the vapors to ascend from the ends of the earth. He maketh lightning with rain, and bringeth forth the wind out of his treasures.
That's the work of Ahia. Let's go to Amos 9, verse 6.
Amos 9 and 6. Amos chapter 9, verse 6. It is he that buildeth his stories,
in the heaven and has founded his truth in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name.
Read that again for me.
Amos chapter 9, verse 6. It is he that buildeth his stories in the heaven and has founded his truth in the earth. He that calleth for the waters of the sea and poureth them out upon the face of the earth. The Lord is his name.
Ahayah. Asha Ahayah is his name. And like I say, this was just one of them shows I just felt I need to talk about the earth. I need to talk about the animals. Because, like I say, so much of the focus be everywhere else except those places. Maybe we start understanding, hey, we getting a lot of understanding, but to have the true, full understanding, we have to start looking at the earth and we have to start looking at the animals. But those, that's the Most High creation. We got to look at all the Most High creation. We got to appreciate all of the Most High creation. You know, and we got to love all the Most High creation. I know we as men, we love the Most High creation as women. We so crazy about a rib, we just go, a rib look good to us. Yeah, she look good. But hey, we got to also the same way we like to look at a rib, the beauty of a rib, we have to look at and admire the wisdom of the works of the earth, how it's created, the function of the earth, and also the animals. That those are beautiful, magnificent creations that's made from the Most High's wisdom. It's things we couldn't do, period. The so-called Gentiles have destroyed so much of the Most High creations. Right now, they still is splicing the Most High animals. Different genes, this, trying to create this and trying to create that. As in the days of Noah. But they can't come close to nothing the Most High means. Nothing. So, with that, that's the lesson for tonight. All I, like I said, it wasn't a lesson. It just, I just wanted to deal with the other side of the Most High creation. So, we got 19 minutes. There's somebody in the queue, so.
Yeah, we got a couple of people. I know I see Miss Valerie in the queue, if you're out there listening. And, you know, you'd like to speak your piece, comment, question, or whatever, I'll pull you in right now at the moment. Miss Val, you listening? This is Brother Jonathan about to pull you in. You got a question. And the other person, if you're still there, question or comment, we'll be glad to pull you in. Got something to say, brother?
That look like, see if he could get a priest up in there. Pull her in. Then we can see if this person can give a priest up. I want to see if this person could give a priest up.
All right. Ms. Val, hold on one second. You're online. You tuned into the Lions Den, Warriors in Christ, Brother Jonathan. Hello? Beth? Ms. Val, you there? I don't know if maybe her phone's giving her issues right now, technically. Ms. Val, one last time. Can you hear me? If you can, you're on the air, you can speak. Got a question, comment? Okay. I think you might be having problems with that sister's phone, so we're going to put it back in the queue. We're going to go to the next person. I definitely like to thank you, people, brothers and sisters who've been on the line throughout the show, too. It's a blessing. Praise the higher in the name of Yeshua. The 215 number, I'm pulling you in right now.
Warriors in Christ, you tuned in to the Lions Den.
Hello?
Hello? Shalom, brother.
Shabbat shalom. Oh, I didn't even call in. I think it ended up pushing the button for me. I didn't even call in.
Oh, that's cool, man. It's all good. I mean, you got any comment or question, anything while you're on the air, brother?
Hey, man, while I'm on the air, man, I'd like to give all praise to the Most High God. I thank you, brothers, for coming on every week. You know what I'm saying? Y'all true warriors in Yeshaya. You know, man, y'all mm-hmm. continue to endure, man. And, how's y'all Feast of Tabernacles going?
Feast of Tabernacles?
954-478-6139. Matter of fact, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I didn't do the mixing online like that.
Yo, you can hear me? Hello? Dwayne?
Yeah, I
hear you. Yeah, that number, I know who that is. That's somebody who I told about the show. That's Sister Peggy. I told her about the show.
Yeah,
that was her first time tuning in.
Okay.
Yeah, that's somebody I know. Yeah. On the strength of doing, you know, business.
There was another one right there.
Let's see. 549.
Well, don't say it on. I made a mistake saying it online. This.
Okay, yeah, my bad. Thank
you. Yeah, I'm putting the people on.
I don't know who you call. All right, call it right now.
Just hit them up. Just hit them up.
Oh, yeah. That's the lottery right there. That's
why I'm sending it to you for you to hit them. You only got a couple of minutes.
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in the physical resurrection, but in mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called Negroes are most in need of mental resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first.
The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober.
Yo, you want the time?
Times will come, but thus it is written. Fornicators won't make it, and idolatry too. They follow in doctrines of devils, abstaining from food, forbidden to marry, burning incense to marry. Sin is sin, you can't tell me it varies. Note this also, times will get awful. Famine and sword, this just might off you. Maybe the pestilence, so does in your residence. This is prophecy, it's all heaven sent. The signs are here, so much of your mind is here. Don't worry about your grind, if you behind this year. $200 gonna go, and a month will be here. And get government assistance, your food stamps to hold. Man, get your house in order, and we'll play your role.
The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. Last days, the reign of the
sick
kingdom is over. Maintain,
cause
you gotta stay sober. In
his
last days,
saints shall be saved in the last days, but the world's religious taking his name in vain. I see them in the thriller, zombies crawling out their grave, breath in their lungs, and now they calling on the name. On the dry bones in the book, Ezekiel's awake. Hated by all nations for his name's sake. Fish washing the shore, birds falling out the sky. Hypocrites returning to heaven, don't know the time. Virgin daughter of Babylon, the Isaiah seen.
Somebody tell me how we're supposed to live without the Mother Earth. Look what we have done. How could we have let this happen?
the birds and bees, all the lakes and seas. Why can't you see? Why don't you believe all the things we need? What makes us free? Mother Earth, I'm sorry.
This is Brother Dwayne, Warriors in Christ. Our next upcoming show will be next Friday. I'm currently waiting on Brother Yuanathan. We're having some technical difficulties. But I like to say, Ahaya Bahashem Mishaya, Wah, to all the brothers and sisters out there who in the truth, who striving to do better, have more understanding in the truth. Brothers and sisters, please let's come together to do the work for the Most High. We're in the very end of the last days where they getting ready to come up against us, so we got to be strong. We got to handle our business as one unit. So, with that being said, I'm going to let this song take us out. Let this song take us out.
Somebody tell me how we're supposed to live without the Mother Earth. Look what we have done. How could we have let this happen? What about the trees? The air we breathe? The birds and bees?
We believe in the truth that is in the Bible, but we don't believe in the lies that the white man has put in the Bible. We believe in the resurrection of the dead, not in the physical resurrection, but in mental resurrection. We believe that the so-called Negroes are most in need of mental resurrection. Therefore, they will be resurrected first.
The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta say so in his last days. The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta say so in his last days. The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta say so in his last days. The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta say so.
Second Timothy 3:1. Surely your signs will come, but thus it is written. Fornicators won't make it, and idolatry too. They follow with doctors of devils, abstaining from food. Forbidden to marry, burning incense to marry. Sin is sin, you can't tell me it varies. Note this also, times will get awful. Famine and sword, this just might off you. Maybe the pestilence, so does the Leviticus. This is prophecy, it's all heaven sent. The signs are here, so make sure your mind is here. Don't worry about your grinding, you behind this year. $200 on the bowl, and I'm up to be here. And get government assistance, your food stamps to hold. Then get your house in order, and we'll play your role.
The reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober in his last days. The reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober in his last days. The reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober in his last days. The reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober.
Saints shall be saved in the last days, but the world's religious taking his name in vain. I see them in the thriller, zombies crawling out their grave. Breath in their lungs and now they calling on the name. Dry bones in the book of Ezekiel's awake. hated by all nations for his name's sake. Fish washing the shore, birds falling out the sky. Hypocrites discern the heavens, don't know the time. Virgin daughter of Babylon, the Isaiah dream prophesied it out of his mouth. 600 BC, the hammer of the earth, a desolation among the nations. USG were poor since the house was just vacant. GMO is in your food and your favorites full of bacon. American dream is in for a rude awakening. The scarlet cup of beef, woman riding front seat. USA, under Satan's authority.
The reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay so. In his last days, the reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of the wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober.
Calamity and chaos, that's the way that they start. Nick Cage, John Travolta about to be a face off. Watch the false prophet, they embracing y'all with napalm. Especially when they find out where your DNA from. Not to mention if you're keeping the law, don't stray, walk straight, you receiving the crown. I ain't even gotta tell you they deceiving you now. Learn the truth and your baby mama leaving you now. Now you left high and dry and ain't making a dime. But what's the most high, you how you really making the time? Get your mind right, must admit that I was striving for the limelight. But when you serve a higher, that don't even shine bright. Sports, logic, and truth don't even sound tight. Them the attributes of Satan, like Galatians. I become your enemy because I want for you to make it, make it, make it.
The reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over. Maintain, cause you gotta stay sober. In his last days, the reign of this wicked kingdom is over.